COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. Symptoms of this respiratory disease include fever, cough, and shortness of breath. These symptoms may show up 2 to 14 days after exposure. If you're experiencing these symptoms and have come in contact with or in an area with an ongoing outbreak, please call a hotline and/or consult a physician. Clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast. I'm your host, Dan Scotland. If you are currently a medical marijuana patient and want to tell your story and be featured on the podcast, feel free to email me at iamcannabissativa@gmail.com. Feel free to hit us up on Instagram at iamcannabissativa. You can also find me on Twitter at icsativapod. You can find and subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Anchor FM, Overcast, Radio Republic, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play Music Store, and more. Please rate and review us on iTunes, as rating and reviewing us will bump up the pod on their algorithm and put this podcast in front of even more eyeballs. If you like what we are doing, please become a Patreon supporter of the podcast and support us. Supporting us helps us to keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. And you can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IAMCannabisSativaPodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support this podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 tier if you're feeling extra generous. A special thanks to our current patrons and supporters. Shout out to friends of the show Reefer Revolution for supporting the podcast. Shout out to our new Patreon and friend of the show, Gracie Gatto. Shout out also to Joy One Love 420, also a friend of the show and founder of Keystone State Reviews. Becoming a Patreon or financially supporting us through Anchor, Patreon, PayPal gets you perks like early episodes, exclusives, and shout outs at the beginning of every episode. We also have been recently syndicated by friend of the show, Russ Belfill, and will now be featured weekly on Radical Russ Radio right before his show from Monday 7 a.m., Tuesday 9 a.m., Wednesday 11 a.m., Thursday 1 p.m., and Friday 3 p.m., all Mountain times. And without further ado, let's get to the episode.
So, where were we?
I was just leaving.
Right, you were leaving.
I can't believe you sent a woman into the sauna to do that
to me.
That
was an accident!
I think you're both mentally ill.
Oh.
And by the way, they're real and they're spectacular.
So I finally got a hold of Alpen glue. So I bought it from the folks of Two Strains. Everyone keeps talking about this strain. Everyone keeps giving the strain all the shine and all this hype. Oh my goodness, that's the best thing since sliced bread. Have you seen how pretty her nugs are? Have you seen how pretty the nugs of Alpen glue are? You need to check it out. This is like nothing you've ever seen before. And everything people said was true. It's like nothing I've ever seen before. Like this bud, You buy it, and it's completely purple. All of it. It's all purple. It's like those chickens that are like, I believe in like a part of like India or something like that, where the entire chicken is black, even its tongue, like every part of the chicken and its organs. Every part of the chicken was black. Like I have to. I'm gonna link that to the in the description. But this was what it was. It was every little bit of it was purple. It was this deep purple. And the only other strain that was close to this that I've tried, and this was a THC one, was Hairawana. Like that one was very, very purple like this. I don't know if this is like the hemp cousin of this, But this is very, very mellowing. And it sneaks up on you, too. I just vaped it. Very, very smooth. It's sort of... It's hard to kind of put into words what the terpene sort of profile is. But I definitely think that linalool, it's drenched with linalool, and I would imagine that's why it's so gosh darn purple, and it's very mellowing, and linalool is a very mellowing sort of terpene. I would imagine linalool and myrcene are very heavy in this sort of strain. You know, very mellowing, very, very mellowing, and it sneaks up on you. Like, at first, I was pretty mellow after vaping. But now, like, just after, like, 2, 3, 5 minutes, like it is very, it sneaks up on you. You're like, this is mildly sedative. This is mildly sedative. And then you give it a few minutes, and it's not mildly, it's very. So this is some strong stuff for the end of the day or whatever, where you want to just wind down and go to bed, or wind down, watch a Netflix show for 45 minutes and then turn in. This is a good strain for doing that. But our review wouldn't be complete without the smoking portion of this. So bear with us just one moment. We're going to take a quick and brief commercial break.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
And we're back. So overall, this is very, very, this is a very, very sedating strain. This is a strain that should be taken with a huge amount of seriousness. If you have other stuff that you need to do throughout the day, probably not the strain you want to do. Probably not a productivity strain in my estimation, because it's just so, so sedating. Like, I want to go to bed after this review is done. So I would say for people who have insomnia like myself, this is one of the better CBD strains you can get. But the prettiness of the flower and just the overall look of it, like, it didn't add up as much as I would like smoking it. Like, the flavor, like, I think, I don't know if it's just this particular brand or this particular vendor or how they grew it, but I would say that it's very heavy on, like, the cedar. Like, I don't taste the other terpenes nearly as much when smoking it. I mean, maybe I taste a few hints of the lemon, but I don't really taste the sweet candy or the lemon too much. A little bit with the lemon, but mostly it was heavy on the cedar because it was a very, very harsh smoke. I don't know if other people felt the same when smoking it, but very, very, very harsh. Harsher than I thought it would be. But maybe it's just those particular combination of terpenes. Maybe it's just this particular expression. I mean, I don't know. But again, this is alongside Legendary OG, this is one of the heavier hitting indicas of CBD that I've had. And I stand by that assessment. So I did have to dock points for the flavor being a bit harsh when smoking. But overall, this strain still scores pretty high. I still gave it, with both the vaping and the smoking score, I gave it a score of 3.89. So again, strong, strong strain. Be prepared for it to be harsher than you think it will be when smoking. So that's my only beef against it. But in terms of it being strong for the symptom relief that I need cannabis for, this is on the money and then some. So again, this is Alpen Glue from two strains. And there's a number of different vendors you can get from that carry this particular Kimivar. It's the bell of the ball in recent months because of the purpleness and because of, you know, just how heavy the effects are, and it is for a reason. It has earned that hype for sure. Check it out if you have the funds to go in on this premium CBD strain. So again, I don't want to keep this episode too long. Hope you guys got a lot out of it. Peace out, ciao, and stay medicated, my friends. If you find yourself coming around often to my podcast and want to support our humble little project, there are quite a few ways you could do so. Supporting us helps us keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. You can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/imcannabisativapodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/icsativapodcast. You can support the podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 and above tier if you are feeling extra generous. Additionally, if you wish to get in contact with us, you can leave a voice message on Anchor, and you can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/imcannabisativapodcast and click the send voice message button, and I may just play it on a future episode. You can also call and leave a voice message at 617-466-9389, and I may just play it on a future episode. Feel free to join the ever-expanding I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast planet on Discord. We've got a Discord channel, and that Discord channel can be found at https://discord.gg/65tg2nr. Again, that is https://discord.gg/65tg2nr. Feel free to check out Sequoia Organics for a great source of CBD and hemp-based products. You can check them out by the link https://bit.ly/33fkrv9. And you can enter the following coupon codes for extra discounts, such as DogTreat20, Tincture20, 40% sign off ISO, 15% sign off CBD. And that applies to the entire store. And as always, everyone, stay medicated, my friends. Peace out and ciao.